little fool. That means he's a real fool. But you refer to that as a fellow that, I don't know, he's a little different to being on the ignorant side. He's kind of on the...
They retarded?
Aggressive side, oh. With that mess, you know, his way, you know, something like that.
Have you ever heard people say that it's not right to use that word for whatever reason?
Fool. Well, I've heard religious folks say that they quote the Bible on it. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't call your brother a law or a fool. But then there'd be definitions of definitions to the same word there, too.
Right, that's it. Well, what about a man who's got a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it? You say he's just no...
Skin flint, tight wall, marvel, whatever you want.
What about somebody who just won't change his mind about something, whether he's right or wrong? You just say he's mighty
cantankerous, he's sought in his ways, one track mind, whatever you want to refer to in that, different things.
Right, that's it. Well, say if you've been working mighty hard all day, at the end of the day, you say you're just mighty
tired. Give out.
What if it was just an extreme case of you say, I'm just all
pooped? That's a late word for it.
Pooped.
Pooped. Mm-hmm. I never heard that till I was past grown.
Say, talk about a person who has trouble hearing. You say he's just about stone
deaf. That's the way I am.
No, you're not stone deaf.
No?
You're not stone deaf.
I'm not stone deaf. I'm deaf.
What did it say about a person who's been working out in the hot sun all day? He might come in and wring out his shirt and say, well, just look how I
sweated.
You ever heard people around here use any other word for that?
Some of them's learning to use perspire. When they want to stress it, they use the word sweat.
Mm-hmm. I had one fellow told me that horses sweat, men perspire, and women glisten.
Women did what?
Glisten.
Oh.
Kind of a genteel way of saying it, I reckon.
I think so.
Well, if you had a man that was holding out or something or other, he'd say he's sweating it out. He wouldn't say he's perspiring it out. He'd say he's sweating it out.
That's true. That's true. Have you ever heard of any kind of skinless growth called proud flesh?
Yeah.
What exactly is that?
What is what?
What I mentioned, proud flesh.
What is proud flesh? That's an old soul that's been neglected and some, I don't know what's the proper name for it, but it's something that you got to cut out or put some on it to eat it out and start new flesh there because it won't let it heal.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
This looks like it's turned wrong side out.
Mm. That's it. What would you call a place where people are buried? That's the
graveyard, cemetery, modern name for it, but we used to refer to it as graveyard.